Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Joel Hargis, an instrument-rated private pilot who flies regularly around Florida and the Southeast for business in his Mooney. Joel is EAA Chapter 534 President and Young Eagle Coordinator promoting aviation.
Hello, I'm Joel Hargis with the Florida Aviation Network. We're here at Sun & Fun here in Lakeland, Florida. It's the Sun & Fun 2022. It's the 48th annual Sun & Fun Aerospace Show. And it's a beautiful day, boy. I tell you what, I mean beautiful. If you're watching this live, because we're streaming on the internet live, and if you're watching this and debating whether to come, come. It is going to be a magnificent day. I'm really, really delighted to be sitting here with Angela West from Stallion 51 in Kissimmee.
Thank you, Joel.
And Angela, what is your title over there?
With Stallion 51, I sort of run the operation there. I'm Vice President and Director of Operations for Stallion.
So, Stallion 51, let's start with what you guys really do for your mainstream. I mean, and I'll tee it up for you. You basically help people get typed in a P-51 Mustang.
We do. We've been training, instructing in the P-51 Mustang for 35 years. We're actually celebrating this month our 35th year being in business.
Wow.
But our mainstay of our business is orientation flights, which is someone just like yourself can come in, fly the aircraft. It's about a three-hour evolution from your ground school, walk around with the aircraft, cockpit brief, you get to go fly. The fantastic thing about flying with us is that it's hands-on. You get to take the controls of that P-51 Mustang or the T-6 Texan that we have, and you get to do some of the great maneuvers that it's known for, whether it's a loop, a roll, Cubanate, barrel rolls. You get to do all of that while you're up
with us. As an intro flight. So you get to do that. Mm-hmm. And that's not to get a type rating, but just to experience flying a P-51.
Yeah. And the type rating or the checkout training program is what we call it, is about a week. It's a 4 to 5 day evolution depending upon their tailwheel experience prior to coming in. And normally those people that come in are either going to be operating a P-51 or a T-6 or they own one or they're going to be purchasing one.
Right.
So, yeah.
So I got to tell you, that's kind of a dream, and I'm going to come back to that.
Good.
Because you guys... I didn't know this. It's called Project Stratus. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we're very involved in teaching youth aviation. And we broadcast right here from the CFAA High School, right?
Yeah.
And which is an incredible group of young folks.
Amazing.
And many of them on our crew. But I did not know this. But, oh, the lucky kids, and boy, would I be trying for this. So explain, and you do this every year.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that, please.
Well, we started 8 years ago with Project Stratus with Sun & Fun and the Aerospace Center for Excellence. We've always tried to support the kids and Sun & Fun the best way that we could. It might not be a monetary gift, but we try to support as best we can. And so Lee and I were chatting one afternoon sitting here at Sun & Fun, and lights and the staff at Sun & Fun had come up with the school, the CFAA, and that was getting very good reviews. And we said, how can we do this? You know, these kids are graduating, and where are they going off to? What's their career path? And we said, you know what? It would be really nice to, I wonder if they'd be interested in taking a flight in a P-51 Mustang to launch their next step, you know,
like,
the next level of
like
their career.
Like, who wouldn't, right? I mean...
So we ended up approaching it to lights, and he was just ecstatic with it. So every year we have taken the senior group at CFAA, the senior, I guess, class, and they have to go through a program or a criteria, I guess, with them, with Project Stratus. And Rochelle, is it Rochelle Floyd or Higgins? She is over Project Stratus, and so they get applications. This year I think there were 14 or 16 applicants, and ended up with four finalists. And they have process of doing an essay and then an art piece, and they choose those four finalists from there. And then we get those. That's whenever they get turned over to us.
Four finalists.
Yeah, four finalists, and then we do an interview process with them. And we get to know the kid or the kids themselves, try to get to know how they came to CFAA, what their aspirations are, their aviation background, and where they are planning to hopefully go in the future. And so out of the four, we had to, my job, fortunately, is to choose that young man or young woman.
You make that decision?
Yes, and it's hard.
Oh, I bet it is.
It is so hard. And so we made that announcement last night at the birthday bash that they have every year. And
who was your winner this year?
Well, this year was a young man by the name of John Mattel, and I know I'm probably mispronouncing his name, but he's an aspiring young aviator. He had none of his family is into aviation, so he was introduced to it. He took an intro flight, and then, of course, he had to go before Lights Lean House and interview and to come into the school and doing all of this and be part of the ACE program and all of that. So
what actually does he get to do?
Well, he gets to go fly that P-51 Mustang with Lee Lauterbach. On Sunday, at the end of the show, when we take our airplanes north to Kissimmee and can take them home, he gets to be in the back seat with Lee. And so he'll get to launch his career, hopefully, on Sunday, and off he goes.
What an opportunity. Yeah. I mean, oh, my gosh. Yeah. I can't even imagine. I mean, yeah. I've got to fly some more. I got to fly a B-13 last fall and a BT-13. But a Mustang's always been a dream of mine. And so these kids get a free ride, but obviously they got to qualify. So.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because when we started interviewing him and he came by a few times by the bus and stuff, because we're located out on the Warbird ramp with our display. And he said, I want to know how Lee did this. I want to know how to fly in one of these. And I'm just sitting there going, oh, boy, you have no idea. So he's going.
Well, obviously the Mustang, one of the most iconic
aircraft.
I mean, one of the best fighters ever made to this day.
Mm-hmm. Arguably probably the most famous.
Oh, I would two, absolutely yeah. concur yeah. is the most famous. Yeah. And so I think that's awesome that you guys do that, giving back like that. I think that's incredible. But I want to circle back to, if I want to go out there and... You have more than a P-51 for introductory stuff, right?
We do.
What kind of aircraft do you offer?
Yeah, we have the T-6 Texan, which was back in World War II, was the trainer that you would lead into something like the P-51, the P-40.
And is that an old round engine?
It is.
Right.
It's really
loud. Actually,
the
Air Force still uses what they call a T-6 Texan, but they got turbine prop.
They do.
Pretty much the same airframe, isn't it? I mean, pretty similar.
A little bit different. It's a little bit more sleeker, a little bit more.
It's some okay of the same that parameters. They upgrade it since the 40s or whatever, right?
It looks pretty sharp, though.
Oh, yeah.
But we have the T-6 Texan, and we do the same thing. We do the introduction, the orientation flights in that. We also do training in that. And it's a good training platform, safety-wise, leading into the Mustang. And so a lot of people that would come down and do the checkout training program, they've either acquired a lot of T-6 time or tailwheel time and something like the T-6 or the Stearman or something like that, and then get transitioned over to the Mustang.
So, yeah, I would think the T-6, you know off the top of your head what the horsepower is on that?
If you asked me about the Mustang, yes, hello, but the T-6, no, and I apologize.
My point is it's a lot of horsepower.
It is.
And a fairly short coupled plane, so, I mean... It's different than a Stearman.
It is.
Because it's so much more
It is, and
horsepower.
The T-6 is great in reference to the directional stability and directional skills leading into the Mustang. And I always tell people, would you rather pay this for the T-6 or that for the Mustang and get those directional skills to where you're not wasting your time in the Mustang?
Right.
So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I hear that.
It's a great platform.
Yeah, it's a great stepping stone. Mm-hmm. I've actually known a couple of your instructors out there.
Good.
Eric Frazier.
Eric is actually, yeah, we'll see Eric tomorrow. He'll be here. So.
Well, do you tell him I said hello?
I will
yeah,
be
he's
happy
a good
to
buddy
do
of mine.
So. Yeah.
And so, okay, how many horsepower in that Mustang?
1,650.
1,650.
It's incredible.
So I'm thinking there's a little P factor going on there. You know, mm-hmm. you need a lot of right rudder to mm-hmm. keep her down the runway.
You
and,
do.
And, yeah, like
you're going to have to come and fly with us one of these days.
I would love to. I told you earlier, I'm saving my quarters and nickels and
good.
To be able to do that.
Good.
Why don't, just go ahead and tell us. If I wanted just a demo flight in a P-51, mm-hmm. how much does that cost?
It is a half-hour flight is $3,450, okay. and the one-hour flight is $4,450.
I think I just might do. I'll do the hour.
You do. I would say probably 90% of the people that come in and do a half-hour bump up to the 1 hour just because they're having so much fun.
Oh yeah.
And it's
hard
in the half-hour to showcase the true capabilities of the Mustang with all the different maneuvers and stuff. But yeah, people still have fun. And, you know, it's...
It would be beneficial to come in with some tail wheel time and maybe some aerobatic experience.
Well, if you're going on the training route, yes. But if you're just coming in for the fun orientation, you know, introductory flight to the airplane, no, you don't have to be a pilot. We fly...
Because you do some aerobatics.
You do, but it's very gentle. I mean, you can do all the aerobatics in the airplane at, you know, 2.5 Gs. So you don't have to wrap the airplane around, so to speak, you know, to enjoy it and to feel what it's like in reference to the Mustang. So
Angela, I know you are a pilot.
I am.
Have you got the stick on the P-51?
Yes.
Surely you have.
Of course I have.
Tell us what you thought.
Well, my first flight with the Mustang was actually with Lee. And Lee and I, we've been together.
That's Lee Lauterbach.
It's Lee Lauterbach, owner, and my significant other. So we've been together for 25 years. And my first flight actually was out of Fantasy of Flight. I was working for Kermit Weeks. I was his corporate events manager. And it was opening day at Stallion 51. Fantasy of Flight.
Yeah.
And Lee and I were not seeing each other then. Or anything, but he and Doug Schultz, his partner at the time, Jimmy Leeward and Dave Marco brought down a four ship of Mustangs, and they were doing the missing man as well, and flying over for the opening of Fantasy of Flight. And so at the end of that day, Lee comes up and, you know, would you like to go for a flight? And so he took me from Fantasy of Flight up to Kissimmee. Believe it or not, he drove me back to Fantasy of Flight afterwards. But
Maybe then we
became really good friends.
Maybe he wanted to spend just a few more minutes with you.
Oh, I don't know about that, but we became really good friends,
that's hilarious.
Which we were already friends prior, but yeah.
So you also have like a fighter trainer there.
We do, and it's the L-39 turbojet. It's a Czechoslovakian built. But we use that airplane with our upset training program that we have, the upset prevention and recovery training, through our company UAT, Unusual Attitude Training. So it's a division, underneath the umbrella of Stallion 51. And we created that company, Lee created that company, launched that company in 2012 with the L-39. And it directly relates to what is the number one cause of accidents across the board, whether it's GA aircraft all the way through privately owned aircraft to airlines. What is that?
Golly, the most common, I don't know, you tell me.
It's loss of control, LOC. So that is what our program is about, is teaching people to go outside that envelope that they've so, I guess, are stuck in or whatever they're taught in. And so it's a 2-day program that we teach VFR, IFR, but it's mainly geared toward corporate flight departments, airline, you know, guys who have their own jets or twin and turbine. It's a fantastic program.
Well, I'm familiar with the L-39. I've got the stick on that a couple of times.
Yeah.
Great aircraft.
It is.
Great
it is. And it's perfect for what we're doing. We modified our airplane to fit that structure. So if you were to look at an L-39 out on the ramp here and look at ours, you'll see more of the glass cockpit style and that kind of thing, because we retrofitted it to
fit our purpose. Yeah, most of our stuff is old school.
Yeah, to fit our purpose for the program. So nice. Yeah, we're multifaceted.
Have you flown in that L-39?
Actually, no. I keep saying that.
You should do that.
I know. I keep saying that to Lee. I'm like, I have yet, and we, yeah, it's crazy, but one of these days.
I've got a friend that's got one, and I've been fortunate enough to.
But would I rather have stick time or flying with Lee in the Mustang or the L-39? I'll choose the Mustang. Sorry.
I think that's great, and I get it. I mean, yeah, like I say, that's always something. So for that upset training, what's that kind of run if you're going to come and do that? And hopefully it can't be cheap.
It's not, but we think that it's very reasonable for what you get. And for the two-day program, right now I believe we're at $10,005 for that.
For 2 days?
Yeah, for 2 days.
And how many hours?
You're at two and a half hours flight time.
Oh, in the L-39?
Yeah. And you, in the whole program, we start out, Dr. William Bush is also part of our organization. We have AVDOC 51, which is a full-up FAA medical office within our organization. Lee owns that as well.
Wow.
And so Dr. William Bush, he's a FAA certified AME, one of the top doctors across the country.
Nice.
We do first class all the way, third class, second, and first class. Mm-hmm. He's one of the top HIMS and special issuance doctors in the country.
Oh, I didn't realize you guys provided that.
We do.
That's probably unknown. I mean, go get, you know, mm-hmm. your class.
And you can fly. You can fly right into Kissimmee Airport for your medical, too. So
that's cool.
Yeah, because his office, our office, AVDOC 51, is located right there at our facility.
Wasn't that neat?
Yeah.
Well, I did not know that. I don't know that that's very well known, is it?
Well, we try to promote it as much as we can. It's, of course, linked at our website, and it's on our website. But it's kind of surprising how many people don't know about it, but it's also surprising how many people do.
Well, hopefully we just help with that.
Thank you.
You know, you can go to Stallion 51 and get your medical.
Yeah.
First through third class. That's great.
But that is part of our program with the upset training. You start out with Dr. Bush. We actually start out with your instructor with, you know, welcome and all that, and then you transition into the aero medical brief. And the instructor comes back, starts out with the VFR segment of the program with the upset training, and you finish with that the first day, fly, come back, debrief. We have a fantastic camera system on the aircraft, great video debriefing tool for that type of training. And then the second day, you come back and complete whatever you didn't, if anything, on the first, and transition right into the IFR portion and finish that second day.
Hmm. So I'll be darned.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I just thought you taught people to fly P-51s.
Mm, nope.
How many P-51s do you have over there?
We operate three within our program, but we manage, and right now I believe we have seven in our stable right now, and most of them are on the ramp except for the original Crazy Horse, which is getting an engine change right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Merlin?
Yes. So
I bet you that just costs about a couple $100, right?
You don't want to know.
I bet.
Sorry.
So any future ideas? Anything you...
Hopefully we are keeping our head down and 35 years, you know.
Certainly got a lot of oars in the water there.
We do.
And how much fun is it to go to work every day and just be around these incredible aircraft? Sometimes, does it feel like work? Or
sometimes, yes, but most of the time when I or Lee, sometimes we drive together and we drive in and we look at the facility that he/we have built, his brothers, it's like, oh, yeah, this is pretty cool. This is awesome.
And especially, 35 years.
Yeah. 35 years is pretty incredible. And the thing is that, you know, Lee's brothers, Peter and Richard, they have their own Stallion 51 maintenance company. But without them, we couldn't operate. I mean, it's a team effort. It's a family effort. John Lauterbach, also with Group 51, we have a small aircraft sales company located underneath Stallion 51. So he's over that.
Does he specialize?
Warbirds, Mustangs.
Made sense.
Yep. And then, of course, Lee, doing the Mustang demonstration, he'll be flying. He was supposed to fly today, but you're going to see a special. I don't know if you were, or if you watched the show on Tuesday or not, but there was a two-ship, Mad Max and Little Witch, That's Ariel Luti and Louis Herschel, and it's the Mad Max demo. And so they are part of our family at Stallion 51, and they're going to be performing today instead of Lee. But Lee will be performing tomorrow like he normally does at dusk, opening up the night show tomorrow night.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Gosh, there's just nothing like the sound of
the Merlin engine.
51. You know, it's just, I mean, we have one in and out of my home airport up in Leesburg once in a while, and I don't even have to look up.
Yeah.
Right? You can just tell. It's just such an iconic aircraft. You know, we actually got Jack Hallett, my World War II buddy, to fly one. And I think it was the Collings group. The P-51. Yeah. And it, like, he had flown everything in World War II but a Mustang.
Oh, wow.
And it was so great to get him in there and
to
get
share
the
that
Mustang.
With him.
And, you know, for all the people out there that ever dreamed of flying a Mustang, it's doable. You can go to Stallion 51, and you can, you know, like I say, you can take a demo ride, and they'll fly aerobatics. You get to stick 95% of the time, and 30 minutes or an hour, what an opportunity. There's just not many places that you can go and do that.
No, we actually have the only FAA exemption to do what we do.
Is that right?
Yep. And so with that, you know, if anybody's ever, we're out on the Warbird ramp, you're more than welcome to stop by and say hello and take a look at those amazing aircraft out there, or, you know, check our website out.
So I'll tell you what, if you've ever wanted to fly these great Warbirds, look up Stallion 51, check out their website. They're in Kissimmee, Florida. You can fly right in there and do it. I am Joel Hargis with the Florida Aviation Network. Here at Lakeland, we are in the clear today, Friday, Sun and Fun 2022. Stay tuned. We got more shows coming.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.